Okay. I just thought, to begin with, just so I don't forget, I'll try and come back to it in this podcast, but so I don't forget, just to get out of there. I definitely think maybe my granddad was the devil. Hello, welcome to The Road to Reality with me, PC. Anyway, no, it's funny. I've just seen this video clip of one of my mates posted on Facebook of some guy in London on the underground, and he's only like collared Matt Hancock. I mean, how that fucking guy. Oh, I'm trying not to swear. I'm really, because the curse words aren't they, like, they're not good, but I've sweared all my life, so it's quite hard for me not to. But how that guy is walking the earth, I don't know. I really don't understand. And the fact that the guy who locked people in the homes, even though it wasn't law, but he told everyone to do it. And then there's something about, like, you banned, like, ivermectin treatment and some other thing. Stopped people going to see the family relatives who are dying. And funerals as well. The amount of trauma this cunt, I'm going to use the word because he is. Amount of trauma this guy has put the whole of the United Kingdom through is bonkers, right? And he just gets to walk around like nothing has happened. Now, I would have thought that, you know, people like him can't go on the underground on the trains and that, because you would just assume loads of people would have a go at him. You know, shout at him or try to film him doing it. You'd think, wouldn't you? I mean, I like to think I would. Well, I definitely would. I mean, that guy completely ruined my life. But this guy sort of started filming him and just trying to like get something out of him, like an interview of some sort, but basically just shouting at him, which is fair enough. Totally agree with him. And no one is saying anything. Like, what is wrong with people? Like, what is wrong with, like, has everyone just got such a short attention span? You know? Where has everyone forgot, like, no one could leave the house and it made zero difference? And then basically everyone got coerced into taking a vaccine that basically doesn't work, doesn't stop the spread. Everything was a lie. Literally everything. Yeah, it was a lie. It's all complete nonsense. You know, I don't. And just to see him walking around in the underground and no one saying anything. I mean, good on this guy who's like having a go at him, because he's the only one. And he follows him down into the down the escalators and that to the train. He even gets on the train with him. And this guy, Matt Hancock, calls for help, the security. It's only like a woman. And the fact that the woman's even standing up for him, it's like, man, you couldn't work for a while. You probably lost your job and had to take this job because of him. Whereas he's fine, and while everyone's in little lockdowns, he's there having little dinners with people and having parties and having an affair. And then the worst part of it is he wrote a book about it, about the pandemic and being in a job through it, even though it's all bullshit lies. He wrote a book and then went on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here to promote his book. Now, if we are not in some Twilight episode, I don't know what we're in. I mean, we must be. How does that even happen? And no one kicks off, no one's angry about it. Nothing. Like good little sheep, like good little animals. Just taking it. Waiting for the slaughter. Absolute bonkers, man. We live in such a messed up world. And the fact that, like, when it all happened, it was like the veil had been lifted. Like, no one had a clue what to do. No one had any idea. Everyone in charge, you realise that no one has a grip on anything. It's like, even the doctors who are on TV and all that. It's like, are they even doctors? Are they even doctors? Or are they just on a big fat paycheck just to be a talking head for some company? It's wild. Absolutely wild. But I don't know. I mean, that guy, that Matt Hancock, man, if I saw him, I would have a fair few words to shout at him. Looking back, it was all down to him and these politics that were on TV. Telling you couldn't leave your house, stay home, isolate, take the vaccine and all this crap. And he just got away with it, you know. I remember. I mean, it was annoying. It's annoying when you've got friends or you're in a relationship and they don't listen to you, but they'll listen to what's going on in the news, even though it's obviously all lies. I remember when everyone just complied and stayed in. I mean, I was talking to my mate yesterday about it. You know, if someone has said to you like 4 years ago that you're going to have to stay in your house and you can't leave, you'd just be like, no way, that's bullshit. That sounds like some mad sci-fi film that would never happen. But that's literally what happened. And everyone just did it. And it made no difference apart from absolutely wreck the economy. Made the poor poorer and the rich richer. That's all that happened. And I've not caught COVID once. For me, in my reality, it just doesn't exist. Doesn't exist. I was a postman through the start of it, knocking on door to door, seeing people every single day. Now, at the time, I didn't really want to because I thought, oh, it might be a real thing and I might die. Nope, never caught it. I've taught lessons with loads of people, like 20 different people per class, sometimes 40. Never caught it. I'm sure some people may have. I don't know whether they actually did have it or they had just a really bad cold, because it seems like people forgot that people get colds, sniffles and a cough now. Because as soon as you cough, everyone's like, It's like, yeah, it's a cough. Like, that was a thing, like, in the past. You know, you have to wonder, like, what the... I mean, my mate says he got it and he was really ill. I've got no reason not to believe him. I'm sure a lot of people have. I'm sure maybe people die from it. But then you have to wonder, well, did they die of it or did they die with it? Who knows, man? Who really knows? But I remember when the lockdowns first happened, and I said to my partner at the time, I was like, you know, we could go like a national park, go for a walk, it'd be nice, no one will be there, or there'll be very few people there. And she's like, no, we can't break the rules. It's like, what rules? What rules do we have? What laws do we have that say you can't go for a walk? I mean, what world are we living in if people just accept that? Like, it's like some horrible dystopian future, innit? I mean, who is anyone to tell anyone anything, really? Like, we've realised that, like,
people who are supposed to be professional doctors or whatever haven't got a clue. I mean, I can't help but feel like it's end times, Hardy. Part of me hopes it is, because this world is not right. And I think more and more people are starting to realise it. I hope so. If not, then we're just on a downward spiral. Anyways, I just thought I'd record that because I saw the video and I quite enjoyed Matt Hancock getting some shit from someone.